Ready?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight's entertainment will be Paul McCartney at the Amway Center in Orlando, Florida. Today's date is May 18th, 2013. The show starts in about 5 minutes. We are in section 218, about as far back as we can possibly be. However, tomorrow night, we will be as close as we can be. That's going to be awesome. I'm going to cry the entire show. I hope Michael got tissues. My goodness.
I had a honey in my bed.
okay? I'm getting that old feeling like we're gonna have a good party here tonight. You people over the top there, how you doing? Yesteryear. Close your eyes and I kiss you. Tomorrow I miss you.
Thank you. It's so great. I think I'm just going to take a second to take it all in for myself, okay?
We'll be right back.
Thank you. The last little bit that we often put on the end of that song is a tribute to the late great Jimi Hendrix. And the story I tell, I had a great pleasure to meet Jimi and hang out with him in London in the 60s. He's a beautiful man. And one of the greatest compliments that I ever got paid was we had released Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band on a Friday night. Yeah. And Jimi was playing on the Sunday night, and he opened with it. He learned it, and he opened with it on the Sunday night. It's fantastic, you know. Talk about a great thrill for me. Thing is, though, that he would play, you know, these wild solos, and he'd use his Bixby arm here, like a vibrator arm, and in those days, I hope it doesn't happen now, but in those days, that would put your guitar wildly out of tune, you know, so you go, oh, he's using this, it's going crazy, and then he suddenly, it's really out, so he looks at the audience, and he says, is Eric out there, man? And he's looking for Eric Clapton, who was in the audience, but Eric's having none of this. Eric's like, so he had to do it himself, but that was quite a special memory for me. Okay, anyway, so this next song we're gonna, yeah, come on, give it up, Jimi Hendrix. Yeah, so this next song, the reason I changed guitars here is that this is the one I used on the original record.
I'm
Recently down in Brazil, and I see some girls that have a sign in the audience. You're talking about the grasshoppers, right? Man. We were down there in Brazil, and we hadn't noticed anything really till at this point in the show where I come up here. And then these grasshoppers started to appear. 3 inches long, big green ones, and they're on my shoulders, they're in my hair, they're on the keyboard, they're walking up and down the mic. Honest. And the only thing that goes to what I was trying to do is keep on the mic so I didn't get one in the mouth. This is what I wrote for Nancy. What if it rained? Said that someday soon the sun was gonna shine. And she was right, this love of mine, my Valentine. As days and nights would pass me by, I'd tell myself I was waiting for a sign. Then she appeared, a love so fine, my Valentine. And I would love her for life. Yes, I would never let a day. She makes me say that I can fly, and so I do without a care. I know that someday soon the sun is gonna shine, and she'll be there, this love of mine. Thank you. Right, thank you. This next song I wrote for Linda. Goes like this.
Oh,
Thank you, thank you. How many people here actually come from Orlando? How many people don't come from Orlando? Okay. I'm with the latter crowd. I welcome you all, anyway. I will always be hoping, hoping you will always be holding, holding my heart in your hand. I will understand. I will understand someday. I don't know what it will be like. I don't know. We live in hope, our deliverance from the darkness that surrounds us. Hope, our deliverance. Hope, our deliverance. Hope, our deliverance from the darkness that surrounds us. And I wouldn't mind knowing, knowing that you wouldn't mind going, going through my plan. Oh, when it will be right, I don't know what it will be like. I don't know. We're living out our deliverance from the darkness that's around us. Oh, our deliverance. Hope, our deliverance. Hope, our deliverance from the darkness that's around us.
Keep on coming till I can't go on. I see your way.
All right, thank you. We can work it out. This is a song we, I don't think we've ever done over here in the States. This is certainly the first time on this tour. Well, it would be though, wouldn't it? Because it's the first night. Every day she takes the morning back to her bed. Lots of time around her as she's heading for the bedroom chair. It's just another day. Slipping in the stockings, stepping in the shoes, slipping in the pocket of her raincoat. It's just another day. At the office where the papers blow, she takes a break.
That's all I do.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Hello, people. Thank you. Okay, thank you very much. A long time ago, everything was a long time ago, isn't it? We're in Liverpool, and, keep it up for Liverpool. We used to play on the guitars and stuff, and we used to, a few little rock and roll things. But we used to try and also show off with, like, classical pieces. So, me and George always used to do this one, honey. Oops, that's not it. Okay, well, we were showing off. I'll try it again. Must practice that bit. That little bit. Became the basis of this next song. Okay. And I wrote it in the 60s, basically when there was a lot of troubles going on with civil rights, and I hoped that people, particularly in the southern states in America, might hear this, might give them a bit of hope. There you go. That's enough about it. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Dinky's broken wings learn to fly. All your life you're only waiting for this moment to arrive. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Dinky sunken eyes learn to see. All your life you're only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird fly. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly. All your life you're only waiting for this moment to rise. Blackbird fly. Blackbird fly. To life with our black night. Oh, blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these summer nights, learn to see. All your life you're only waiting for this moment to be free. You were only waiting for this moment to be free. You were only waiting for this moment to be free. Let's hear it for John. is one that I wrote after he passed away, you know, and thinking, you don't always say what you want to say to people, and sometimes it's just too late, so I wrote these feelings in this song. And if I said I really knew you well, what would your answer be? If you were here today, ooh, here today. Well, knowing you, you'd probably laugh and say that we were worlds apart. If you were here today, as for me, I still remember how it was before, and I am holding back the tears no more. No, no, no. I love you. We didn't understand a thing, but we could always sing. What about the night we cried? Because there wasn't any reason left to keep it all inside. Never understood a word, but you were always there with a smile. And if I say I really loved you and was glad you came along, if you were here today, ooh, here today, ooh, here today. Love a bit of adulation. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, you're a grand crowd. Thanks. Oh, yeah. Hey, grasshoppers, okay? One of these little grasshoppers I got on my sleeve in Brazil. I mean, it was hilarious. It's on, you can look it up, you know, Google it or something. Paul McCartney grasshoppers. Anyway, I got this little one up, and I called him Harold. And we have friends of his in the audience. Are you really friends of Harold? You are? Wow. Not just like him. All right. One, two, three, four, can I have a little more? Five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, I love you. A, B, C, D, can I bring my friends to E, F, H, I, J, A, I love you. Boom, 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 sail the ship. Boom, 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 chop the tree. Boom, 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 skip the rope. Boom, 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 look at me. We did a show a few years back in the Ukraine. Yeah, it was a big free concert in the middle of Kiev. It was great. And that was their favorite. Oh. Hey, oh. Yes, that was a serious big hit, that one. Apparently. Anyway. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Okay. This next song is an old song, but it's one that we've never performed before in America. So you're the first people to hear it tonight. Yeah, it's a long time since that one came out of the box. Okay. One ukulele. I think a lot of you know that George was a great ukulele player. Let's hear it from George! I was round at his house when he used to have a big collection of ukuleles, and I've been playing around with mine at home. A ukulele, that is. And, all right. Yeah, I lost the track there. Anyway, so we're sitting around at his house playing together, and I said, this one of your songs that I've been playing at home, you know. And we played it together then. I'd like to play it for you now. Who's like this? Something in the way she moved attracted me like a lover. Something in the way she woos me. I don't want to leave her now. You know I believe her now. Somewhere in the smile she knows that I don't need no other lover. Something in the style that shows me that someone will leave her now. You know I believe her now.
I don't know.
All right, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you, George. Good night. So, Frank Sinatra once said that song, which was written by George, of course, was his favorite Lennon and McCartney song. Can't win them all. Okay. All right, so we'd like you to sing along. There's a little bit in the middle where you're going to sing on your own, baby.
Fighting the flame.
Yeah, speaking of the USSR, we did a show there too, quite a few years ago now. And a great thing for me was meeting all the Russian government. I mean, well, no, the great thing for me was the concert. But also, there was me, some kid from Liverpool, meeting, you know, the Putin and the defense minister and everything. The defense minister comes up to me, he says, "First record I ever bought was Love Me Do." It's true. You know, it's like a time warp. And another guy comes up to me. He says, "You know, we learned English from Beatles records." Oh God. Wow. He says, he shakes my hand. He says, "Hello, goodbye." It's true.
Whisper words of wisdom.
Oh boy, thank you. Thank you for the life. so sweet, Domenico.
Thank you.
I thought we were going to have a party here. Yeah, you're a great crowd, really. Thank you so much for opening nights. Glory.
Believe. Yeah. Such an easy game to play. Now I'm
yesterday. But it's such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I need in yesterday. and listen, you have been a fantastic audience here this evening. But the time has come for us to leave. Yeah. 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 Well, anyway, listen. It's been a lovely evening and it's been a great thing for us because, you know, this is our opening show on the American tour. So, you made it a delight, everybody. But to bring you this big show, we've got a lot of people here that we want to thank. We've got the guys out front on the sound and on the lights. And then we've got the video screen folks. We've got the guitars, the drums, the keyboards, all the crew. Let's hear it for the best crew on the planet. And I want to thank this fantastic band of mine. And Ray, that's the answer. And Deborah, what do you mean? Oh, yeah. But as I say, on this opening night, most of all, we want to thank you. All you up at the top, in the middle, at the back, all at the front, down the sides. Thank you so much. We love you. Thank you. Hey, listen, thank you, Orlando. Thank you, America. You're great. We'll see you next time.